For Black History Month? Like, do we have our own?
Yeah.
Say Tyler Drake, I'm on one.
No, that's
I'm
not
on
it.
One.
No.
No.
I'm on one. That's
no,
not it?
No, really.
Doing that?
Oh,
y'all need something
do.
more uplifting?
Yeah, like a Black National Anthem. Hit it.
Club going up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm done with you. All right, so it's Aisha, Moiba, and Brianna, and you're listening to TD Radio, brought to you by TeenDiaries.net. It's Monday, February 2nd, 2015. It's 9 p.m. in New York City. And tonight, two teen reporters from TeenDiaries.net, Olivia Hancock and Jasmine Goodwin, are in the virtual building. Olivia writes for our Love and Relationships section, while Jasmine's expertise is in music. So, without further ado, let's welcome them to the virtual building.
Woo!
What's up, ladies?
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hey.
We're so glad to have you here. Are you excited?
Yes,
super
very.
Excited.
Yeah. Well, we share so much advice weekly on TeenDiaries.net, so it was awesome and just fitting that we have you both come on here to share some advice and just share your personal experiences with our listeners who are desperate for some advice, especially when it comes to love. This is like the month of love,
yes.
The Black History. It's just the best month of the year, I would say, except for November because that's my birthday. But anyway. Okay, folks, out there listening, the hashtag we're using on social media tonight is #DatingForReal, okay? That's going to help describe everything that's going on the show tonight, and then also we'll be able to read any of your feedback, any of your comments on Twitter, so make sure you use #DatingForReal, and let's jump right into it. Okay. Is it really a perfect time to start dating? Like, think about it. I mean, obviously you don't want to date too young, but is there just, like, the perfect age when dating is just right?
I don't even
think
so.
I think you should definitely be in high school. That's just
true.
Because I
think
like,
it depends on the age.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely depends on the person because everyone's maturity is different. So it's like, for what's good for one person may not be good for the other.
And then even people in high school are not mature. You got to think about
that
too.
Look, there's some people.
How are
college
people immature? Come on, the grown people.
Exactly. Grown men.
There is never a right time. Okay. Yeah, it's not.
Do it.
I agree.
I think the right time, personally, would be like when you have your license. Because if you're out on a date and something goes wrong, you can figure things out and get up out of there. That's what I'm saying.
So you're telling me that you have to have a driver's license before you can tell someone you like them? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, dating. Dating means like you're going out.
Well, either way, dating doesn't necessarily have to be we get in a car and we go to the movies. Dating can be... hey, I ain't got no car, but I'm going to get my mama to drop me off at the mall. You going to go to the mall? Let's meet up at the mall. So I say dating, I don't know. Put it this way, for all the dudes out there, dating, if you got a younger sister or you got a daughter or whatever, then dating shouldn't happen for you until you're at least 38 if you're a girl. Dudes can date when you're about, I'd say, seven. Seven's a good age. At seven.
Seven.
finish. I'm trying to give you some insight. At age 7, I knew what was going on in the world. I knew what kind of cereal I wanted to eat. I knew what kind of cartoons I liked. I knew my favorite pajamas with the feet in them. I knew what kind I wanted. So there were some things in the world that I was, you know, that I was solid on. So a girl was like just the next thing. If I have those things in line, then knowing that I like somebody, that's not a hard thing. Yeah, man. So 7 for guys, 38 for girls. I'm gonna go with that. That's my final answer.
Such a double standard. No.
Most don't stand at all.
I
girls are
so.
Angels. We want to protect you. We men are most guys are trifling. I'm trying to help you.
Well, okay. So then, if that's the case, how can the 7-year-old who has he'll have no one to date if all the girls can't date until they're 38?
Right. What can y'all do? You ain't got nothing to do.
Right.
Hey. This is about that. This ain't got nothing to do with math. Now you're making me have to do some numbers. We ain't got time for that. Public school over here. I don't know about no.
Okay.
On that.
Well, since you mentioned about, like, you know, fathers obviously are very protective of their daughters. Do you think that parents should really be involved when it comes to dating? I know, you know, in my house, when I was younger, my dad was like, you know, you can't start dating until you're 15, okay? Like, he put an age on it. So do you think parents have obviously they have the right to do whatever they want, but do you think they should be involved in making dating decisions for you?
I'm rude.
Know.
Ladies, go. Forgive me. I'm going to shut up. Go.
I do think so. Because, I mean, parents have been there and done that, so they can kind of provide that guidance to kind of steer you down the right direction, kind of give you that, like, little push to make sure that you're not, you know, letting dating ruin you in the wrong way, you know?
Here's my thing. It depends. If you 15 and your mama's 30, right, your mama's probably still dating, too.
No!
So your mama's probably... your mama's probably still dating too, right? She probably still like listen to the same thing you listening to. She probably borrowing your CDs, borrowing your iPad. So I don't know if I really want to take advice from her. So I say it depends. I think I'm just saying age and experience have something to do with it. I really believe that. I don't think every parent just gonna, you know, sad to say, I'm just being real. I'm sorry. There's certain parents that just can't give me that much insight. You know, depending on the age of the parent and, you know, if they've been through some things or whatever, yeah, then I think you definitely should. But if you still borrowing my, you trying to borrow my Jordans or my shoes or my clothes, then I don't know what insight you can give me because you're doing the same thing as I'm doing. Sorry.
Yeah,
I told y'all the difference
was off. I feel like if your parents are like, I don't know, if your parents are married, maybe. I don't know. No shade to my mom. You know, I love her dearly, but we're still trying this thing out together. We're testing out the dating thing together, you know? Like,
hey,
I love her.
You know, when
dearly,
you say no shade, that means you're going to throw shade. Just
no. I love you, Mom. Whatever you are. I just feel like, never mind. I'm going to be quiet before she starts. She calls me or something. I'm going to be quiet. Well, okay, so what are some ways a person can figure out if their crush really likes them or if they're just, like, playing games? Because this is a big deal.
I think you just got to get to know the person first. Like, just know what type of personality they have, things like that, and then I'll, like, help you figure out if they're really there for you or if they're just, like, there for the moment or whatever.
You know, if you let some people tell it, they'll say, well, if they like my pictures on Instagram... Man, they must like me.
No, you can't go off of that. Isn't that what Instagram is for? Like, I've had so many guys friends that are like, what do you mean she thinks I like her? Like, I like her. No, I'm just liking pictures because that's what you do on Instagram. But I feel like you like too many in a row and you going back to like 58 weeks. We're trying to signal something here. I'm just,
go back.
Yeah.
To two Christmases ago. We're going to go back 2 Christmases ago. You with your auntie. Yeah, I think ultimately time always tells the story. You can like someone today, but after a while, you know, because we change. I think everybody's just fickle. So if someone continues and to be, you know, they show you who they are, they continue to be that person, then I think it's real. But you can't go off, you know, I don't even think going off a month is legit. And going off Facebook or Instagram, come on, them filters out there, these filters out here are tough these days. They got people that, they got people for real that are challenged in the face, that are really challenged in the face, looking like they supermodels. Then you meet them, and then you're mad that you're like,
oh,
man.
That's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother thing, though.
It really is.
Instagram.
But we only put our best selves on Instagram and Twitter anyway, so.
That's true.
No, I'm natural. I look like this in person.
He won't go like this.
I am dark in person. This is what it is. I tried filters to get lighter. Nope. This is what it is.
This is what it is.
You shouldn't tell everybody about the filters, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, who plays the most games? Males or females?
Males, hands down.
Oh, yeah. Males. Y'all ain't gonna jump on me tonight.
You
ain't gonna jump on me. No.
I'm
a girl.
It's true.
Males. All day.
Okay, explain. You gotta give a reason as to why
evidence.
You say that.
Okay, what was this in my intimate relationships class? We were talking about, like, how, like, not statistically, but numerically, men outnumber, women outnumber men. Which way is it? Yeah, women outnumber men or something like that. And so they got a big old pool to choose from. So there's not like we have to like just focus on this one person. There's so many of them and there's so little of us. So, you know, there's more to go around. So that's what my professor told me. But I don't really know because I don't think he married. So, but anyway.
See?
I'm just saying, but, you know, that's what we were taught.
You don't even trust
when
you got the information. I'm supposed to believe you.
I'm just saying. But what his argument just made sense. His argument made sense to me.
I can agree with you on that. Like, guys have such a, like, a variety to choose from, and they're so young, so they're like, okay, you know, I want to find out what I like, what interests me. So they may not be committed. Like, girls tend to be a little bit more, like, you know, committed or faithful or serious when they really feel in someone. And guys, on the other hand, they can kind of, you know, juggle, you know, their feelings with this girl and that girl. So, you know, that's why I think males play the most games, definitely.
Yeah, I
well, is it our fault?
Like,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, at my school, I've, like, seen from experience, I've seen guys, like, they'll be talking to one girl at my school, then have another girl at a different school, and just have a different girl all around the county. And so...
There's nothing wrong with talking to people. So we can't have conversations? We can't talk to people?
Yeah.
How do you get to know people?
Talk.
But yeah, you can't be making one girl feel like she's the only girl in the world, and then you make the other girl feel that same way. Like, that's not right.
Well, I believe in disclaimers. I believe in full-on disclaimers before you meet someone. Hey, listen, I think that you're cool. I would like to talk to you for a little bit. What that means exactly is that there are going to be times I don't want to talk to you. Understand doesn't mean anything is wrong
oh,
with
my
you.
Goodness.
It just means that there's just times I don't want to talk to you. It's almost like... like a television show, I don't want to watch it that day. It's nothing personal. It just happens I'm not in the mood to watch that show that day. There's another show I'd like to watch. So I'm going to watch that show. So I'm going to talk to you. That's all that means. Now,
but
on a serious note. No, well, on a serious note, I believe that it's a twofold thing. If you're, for us guys, at a young age or whatever, yeah, we're trying to conquer every female that we meet. Bottom line, yes. That's it, bottom line. We are trying to sleep, get over, do whatever we can with as many women as possible.
That's horrible.
So, let me just be honest. Now, after a while, if the guy is about anything, what I mean by is about anything, like if he's trying to be better, if he's trying to be a good dude, if he's trying to have a family one day, then after a while, his vision is going to narrow a little bit. He's going to start looking at females that are actually about something. What that means is, how does that female carry themselves? Do they just... give up everything. Well, I mean everything. I'm not even just talking about sexually. I mean just things. There's certain things that you shouldn't give up initially. Like you shouldn't have access to me the whole time. You know, I think, this is just my opinion, girls should be like, it's a treasure. And every, you know, after I prove myself, there should be certain things that are accessible to me, even if it's more of your time, being able to converse more. That's the thing. I think initially females just give everything away. So naturally, we don't have anything. Well, I've got this, I've got that. There's nothing to look forward to. I think that's, you know, so when you have nothing to look forward to. It's like, well, that surprise is over. There's no mm-hmm. hunt. There's no chase. Guys
right.
like a chase. Bottom line, we may not just come out and say, I want to chase, but that's what we want. We actually, that's what we want. We like the hunt. I mean, think about it. When a guy is first, how many times is he called? When he's first trying to get at you, he's calling, texting you, hey, just thinking about you or whatever. And you can mm-hmm. tell after a while. And here's the difference. Now, this is the thing. If the guy is really about something, it'll show. After, you know, by what you're doing. If you're, you know, if you're not giving up everything or whatever, and he's still, you know, hey, just want to see what she's up to, just think about you, then maybe he might be on, he might be, you know, he might be about something. Because first of all, we're not going to play that game for months and months and months and months and months trying to just get one thing from you. That's the thing. After, like you just said, there's a variety. So if we can't get nothing from you, we'll move on to the next if we're not about anything. If we're really trying to be about something, then yeah, we'll and you're worth the wait, then we'll be in that wait because there's something to expect.
Well, no, so true. I'm telling you now, ladies. Here's the secret.
Show. Give me a
Here
TV
is the
show.
Secret.
Oh,
wait, the
okay.
secret went to all the ladies listening. The secret is that you have all the power. And once you realize that in any relationship, that you have all the power, then you're going to go far in that relationship because a lot of girls tend to think, well, just like, you know, they look at those statistics and they go, well, you know, there's so many girls, if I don't do X, Y, Z, you know, I'm going to lose his attention or he's not going to care about me anymore or he's not going to love me. But the major thing here is that if you realize how much power you have, you can control the relationship. I almost think that women could be the game players in relationships once they realize that they do have mm-hmm. all the control and they aren't so giving of their time and their bodies and their everything, you know. It's just point blank period. That's the secret. You have all the power. Once you realize that, then you won't get your heart broken as often. So I hope you guys
I agree.
Down. Yeah.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. So real. Tried and true.
do people ever grow out of Okay, so when do guys catch up? That's what I really want to know. Like, when do they catch up to our, like, I don't know, our givingness? I don't know how to explain it. Like, when do they stop playing these games? Or do they ever? Or is it just something that we're going to be innately different forever?
I'm not a guy, but I can tell you exactly when a guy will stop playing games, okay? Like Morbin said, guys are always on the hunt. They're always trying to conquer. They always want the next best thing. When they find someone that they feel, that they start saying to themselves, you know what, I love this person, right? In the back of their mind, they still might be like, ooh, but that girl over there looks good. I wouldn't mind hollering at her, and that girl over there looks good. I wouldn't mind hollering at her. But the time when they start thinking to themselves, well, if I lost this girl, mm-hmm. how would I feel? What would I lose? What would I gain from being with somebody else? When they start questioning that, that's when they know they found the person that they really want to be with. It's all about what you could lose if you were to mess with somebody else, if you were to play games with the person you love. Then that's when
I
they start playing.
Hey, the good one goes, he makes you wrong.
What happened?
I'm just saying, he's reading up on the
Drake
Steve
lyric.
Harvey book. Man, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you, but go ahead. Talk. Say your thoughts. Share it.
I was
share
just
your
saying
thoughts.
The good ones go if you wait too long. So I think that's how guys look at it. Like, they be messing around, but then they realize they have a good one, and it's like, I have to make sure that I don't lose her, because once I lose her, you know, I'm going to be left with, you know, maybe less treasurable or, you know, in their eyes.
And nothing is worse than actually losing. Nothing is worse. I don't think there's anything worse than really losing where you let that person go or you try to go out and, you know, and do your thing and then the person doesn't wait. Now, here's where, like he said, that y'all have the power, but a lot of times y'all don't ever realize it or use it. So us guys will say, hey, you know what, I'm just not, you know, feeling this right now or whatever. You know, I think we should just, you know, go do our thing or whatever. Now, we do that. We'll tell you that. What we're saying is, listen, I just need to go sleep with, or do about 20 more people, right? At least 20. Get it out of my system. I need you to wait here so I can get this out of my system and be good for you because I want to be good for you. But I got this evil in me. I got to get this evil out right quick.
Let me go get
this evil out. No, I'm being for real. That's how we think. Because we'll say, you know, man, I just don't think we can, you know, it's not working or whatever. If, I don't know if that's ever happened to any of y'all where we, you know, someone will say, no, it's just not working out. And then, but instead of our actions show the opposite. We still calling you. We still seeing what you're doing or whatever. But when it comes to making the commitment to say we are together, we're in a relationship, whatever, we're like, no, it's just, you know. But we still want all the rights and privileges as before. We just don't want the title and everything that comes with it because it clears me to go do what I want to do because we're not together. This time keeping you along while we do our thing, and you're like, he just, I don't know, he says this, but yet he's not here. He says he loves me and whatever, and that we're going to be together one day. He just got to get himself right. But then blah, 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 blah. Listen. That's dumb, and that's where girls act dumb in that regard because you fall for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's in a sense it's because you guys just love harder than we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're immature in that regard. You guys, you know, y'all love hard, and so y'all will sit there string y'all along, and y'all just be like, well, he's gonna be with me one day.
Mm-hmm.
That one day is 3 years down the line.
Oh, okay, so who should make the first move when it comes to dating? Who should make the first move?
Dude. I'm old school. A dude.
I feel
like somebody
who's
safe. Sorry.
I'm bold. So as of lately, I've been very bold. So.
So
it doesn't even matter because look. Yeah, agree. Don't matter.
Ooh,
yeah.
Has that worked for you though? Has it worked for you?
I mean, like, as of lately, like, I feel like guys, like, okay, for instance, like, I don't even want to, anyway, I'll say it, and I know y'all going to jump down my back about it, but whatever.
No, we not.
I like older
dudes. That means we are. Go ahead.
I like older dudes. I like older dudes, and, like, as of lately, I've been just being really, really assertive and, like, hey, this is how I feel, blah, 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 and as of lately, they found it, like, kind of refreshing and, like, less pressure off their back to, like, always be the first one to like jump and like stuff like that. So I feel like it's all about your approach. Like it doesn't even matter if it's a guy or a girl. Like if you're confident and like you're assertive and you know that you're interested in someone and you know you're going out on a limb, I feel like they'll even respect you a little bit more. Like I don't know, I'm not scared.
I got a
question.
I have a story
to share. It's not a personal story. It's a story from a friend, and I will say this. They pursued someone, all right, and it worked out very well in her favor. They actually fell in love. They dated. Everything was great. Years and years went by.
Uh-oh.
And out of nowhere, in an argument, brought up was like, I didn't even try to talk to you. You tried to talk
to
me.
No!
Yeah.
No!
That's what
man,
I
that
would
was like
never, ever.
No!
No!
But
it don't even matter because you fell in love, though. So you can't even use that argument. I didn't try to talk to you first. Because what? We're
but that's
here.
What
he
made
tried.
It worse. That's what cut deep. Because it was like, wow, really? All this time you were thinking that?
Hey, you know what that
goodness.
Is? First of all, that dude didn't have anything. He said, I got to reach. He just
threw
that
up the
back.
That's what it was.
He didn't have anything. He just threw that up and started. I was gonna say, my question was so in your approaching.
Oh goodness!
Like I mean, so like, what do you say? Do you like come up to the dude and say, "Look, I like you. First of all, I see you. I like you, and I want you." What do you say?
No.
What's your script?
No. Okay. Like so, it's not even a script. Like, see, that's where people get it messed up because you got this. See, that's when you know you're already gonna get played or you're the player because if you already have a formula, like you already have a script, like you already playing a game. Like,
I wouldn't say it's necessarily true. You just lead out. There's just certain things that go well. Like, you know, first of all, I'm gonna lead off with hello. That works in every situation. So you can't tell me I can't say hello. Hello.
I mean, that's a word.
They're interchangeable, whichever one. So I'm saying there's some that you do have a script. Everybody has some.
I guess.
You do.
But the crazy thing is, I had a friend who told me, he was a guy friend, he said, I actually like when girls approach me. I have never approached a girl. They have all approached me. And they all have. And,
lazy.
And I was like, why?
Wait, what's your sign? What's your zodiac sign?
I think he's like a Pisces or he was born in either March or April. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's too complacent for me. He needs
yeah,
to get up on
like,
out of
I've never, yeah, so. I'm like, okay, mm-mm. Is that a sign of courage to just approach a guy? I'm like, I like you, so will you give me your number? Like, that's weird.
I mean, all you gotta do is just
yeah.
Wait. If you're listening
like
and you want to talk to
won't
you, dude, all you gotta do is say, okay, dude, this is real life. Okay.
All
so, right. You say, hey, well, they don't know you. Wait, are we talking about if they know you or they don't know you? Which one?
If they don't
both.
Know you.
If they don't
either
know
way,
you, it's easier.
You're
going to
lead with high.
You go, hey, they don't, hey, my name is such and such. I saw you doing this and the other. You're very interesting. I like to get to know you better a little bit. Or, you know, or just wherever you are, if you are somewhere, like you're in an art gallery or they're looking at something, like you spark up a conversation about that something. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Or you not know what I'm saying? I'm a bad advisor. I just do it. I go off impulse, so y'all don't listen to me. Don't listen to me.
Yeah,
like,
I just
want
to wait for you to be honest and tell us your script. You have something.
There's
hey,
no script. It's
I know
okay.
You don't know me. I was just checking you out. You know, saw you over there getting you a latte. I was just wondering if you wouldn't mind giving me your number because
well,
I would really like to share a latte with you one day.
Oh, my God. No, low-key in college, it's so easy. In college, it's like, hey, don't say study. Ladies, do not say I want to study because that automatically has a negative connotation. I'm sorry. That's just life. Say, hey, let's
show
go get coffee.
I want to study too. I like to study. Show
don't
does.
Say you want to study. I will just say that from not from personal experience but from the stories that I hear. Do not say
oh, no
you want
study,
to study
buddies. Okay.
That means
that's
you
good.
You can't – y'all know when you say no, not from me. It's from someone else. We're going to think it's you. You do realize
no,
that, right?
Because no, because it's not fair.
I don't think
it's same thing.
Fair.
It's like saying no shade. You know shade is coming.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Whatever. We all off the script. I don't even know where I'm supposed to be at. I don't even know. Oh,
start
with high. Are we too young to ask for commitment? Are we too young? Are we too young to say I want to be with you for the rest of my life?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. If I start dating at age 7, yes, it's too early to be asking for a commitment. Right now, we're just going to watch cartoons, maybe watch the Disney Channel, and, you know, see what that's about. Other than that, yeah. And I, okay, even after that, in all seriousness, yeah, y'all be asking for these serious commitments after, like, a couple of months of dating, and you in high school, I'm like, man, your attitude's going to change. Your whole attitude, the things you're like, the things you're thinking going to change within the next year, especially when you're young. And then even in college, you go out, experience different things. And I don't think that, I just think it's crazy to be like, hey, you my girl. This is how it is. This is us forever. Forever. I know we're in the 8th grade, but I see it, girl. I see us. Or vice versa. Do you want to give me a promise ring so we stay together? But shut up. Let's just live. Live in the moment.
I agree, though. Like, if you're in a relationship with a guy, like, and you're like, okay, 14 or 15 or 16 in high school, and like, we're going to be together forever, how do you get a chance to know what you like? Like, you're in high school,
right.
Like, you have different interests, you have different likes. So when you get in college, you might like different things. You might be more open. You might be more sociable and find that you're interested in different things. And he may not be interested in it. So then how is that going to be your lifetime partner if y'all grow apart just by growing as individuals? I don't, you know.
I don't like when you said open. I don't like that. It just made me feel weird. I'm going to be more open.
Oh, my gosh.
Say something else.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Okay. Outgoing.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about girl code, okay? So is there ever an unspoken rule between girlfriends when it comes to dating your friend's ex?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
I would never, ever do that.
Yes, that
you
is
say that.
Crossing
you say
the
that.
Line of, like, disrespect. I went from telling you and vent to you about this guy that I dated to you dating him. How does that sound? It doesn't even sound
cool,
like,
bro.
So if your friend's ex is Idris Elba or whoever, then it's like, and Idris all of a sudden has interest in you, it's like, no, you dated Stephanie. No, it's just no. It's automatic.
Yeah, you say no.
It's loyalty.
And it's so sad.
Yeah, you know what? I'm learning this. Everybody says what they won't do until they actually do it. Okay, that's just bottom line. You can take that. That's a Moiba-ism. I think you just gotta live because. What about, this is serious, and I don't know where your faith is and all that, but at the same time, what about if you're meant to be with your best friend's ex?
I was going the other route. I remember I did say yes at first, and then I literally just remembered that I have friends that are going through a similar situation, and okay, let's rewind. So in college, there's a couple that dated. And then after they broke up, friend A and friend B became friends, right? Then after they all graduated college, friend B and the boyfriend ended up dating and then actually getting married. Now friend A doesn't like friend B because she's mad that she would even date her ex when the ex was before they were even friends. And I actually like friend B with the ex because they are meant to be. They really
exactly.
Are meant to be.
That's what I'm saying. So it because it's just our feelings. That's just, I mean, but
yeah,
part of it's just our
yeah,
feelings.
That's real.
If someone is meant to be, they're just meant to, I mean, it's like the sun is going to come up regardless what you do, regardless of how you feel. It's going to come up in the morning. That's just how it is. Like, there's certain people that are just meant to be together. And I feel like that's just, you know, oh, my God, she dated him. And I know people that are, like, married and, like, good and still mad about someone else dating some, you know, an ex or whatever. It's like, are you really happy then with your life, you know?
Right.
You broke up with him for a reason because it didn't work. It didn't work with you. So now it works with somebody else, and it makes sense. Now I understand how it's kind of odd at first because you know, that's the person that y'all did whatever with, and now they're with that person. That's why you don't tell people your business. So then you don't have to be feeling weird about it. You don't tell them your business if you're dating. That's just me.
Okay, so would it be different if, like, the person, if you know someone that your friend was dating or, like, versus them being married to that person? I feel like that's a totally different thing. Like, if you were...
I don't think so.
Like,
if my best friend is married to Beyonce, right, and then they break up, but I'm supposed to be with Beyonce, you're telling me I'm going to say, no, God, don't give me Beyonce because she dated Jim. No. If me and Beyonce are supposed to be together, we don't be together.
So what about the friendship? What if you lose the friendship because you chose to date the person?
He's got to go with God and trust. He's got to go with God and trust.
Yeah.
No. I'm being for real.
Because, like, a lot of people are, like, in compromising situations, like, oh, my God, I really like him, and maybe he is the one. But then you have your friend on the other end, like, girl, if you do this, that's it. Like, we're not friends. So, like, what do you...
So you're lonely, but you got your best friends.
I'm just saying, like, you know all this dude's dirt. Like, she done told you all his nasty habits.
I know.
His house.
Hey, I'm lonely, but it's me and Tina. I'm lonely, but it's me and Tina forever. Me and Tina, we gonna ride or die. But I'm lonely as crap.
No, there's difference between being alone and lonely. That's what people need to learn how to differentiate between.
Okay,
you can be
I'm
alone
supposed...
and not lonely, because I'm alone and I'm not lonely. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hi. You need someone to say hi to you.
Anyway, what do you do when the guy you like is just a total hottie, but is also just the biggest jerk on the place on the face of the earth? Like, what do you do?
Keep it moving.
When
a guy
he's so cute,
you break up with him and give him to your best friend.
Like, if a person shows you who they really are, like, just something I've learned in relationships and friendships, they show you who they really are, then believe them the first time. So even if he's, like, the cutest thing ever, if he's a jerk, he's going to always be a jerk. So don't give him the benefit of the doubt. Keep it moving and find somebody else.
Exactly. Well, keep it moving.
Okay.
Well, you can say that, but like we did say in defense, and I'll make this short and sweet, that we guys were slow. We do mature later on, and so while we may be jerks at a young age, that same jerk could end up being a really, you know, upstanding dude later on down the line that you give up on and call him a jerk, then he start dating your friend, and you may. I'm just saying.
No, it's so true, because my man definitely was a jerk, and now he's not. He's like the greatest person ever. So,
so what do you do in that situation? Do you wait, see, like, okay, maybe he'll change, or do you just, like, go and do your own thing, and then, okay, he'll come back around, and we'll make this work? Or, like, what do you do?
Definitely go do your own thing. Never miss a beat. And
yeah,
if it's meant to be, they will come back around.
That's exactly what I've been saying. Y'all girls, like she said earlier, you guys got the power. You still got to do your thing. And if he's about something, he will come back and chase you and make it known that, hey, you are who I'm supposed to be with. Look how serious I just made it. God, I need to see this
show. Okay, so Valentine's Day is right around the corner. All right, so everyone's trying to figure out, like, how to celebrate. What's cool? What's corny? Let's talk about it. Okay, what's an ideal Valentine's Day date?
For me, it would be just chilling at home, honestly. I'm such a homebody.
I hate going out on Valentine's Day. It's like torture.
I despise it.
It is
torture,
though.
I think it should be banned.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
I think it should be banned. I think there should be no one outside of their house. You know how the movie The Purge, you're allowed to go and kill people and go, like, for that one night. I think anybody that's out with someone, you should be able to go and smack the hell out of them and say, this is not real. This is just for this day. You don't really think like this. Because I think, why are we going to pick one day? And it just seems fake. It's congested. Everybody, you're trying to make reservation with about 15 other people that are trying to take their main or their side. You don't even know. I'm like your girl, hey, let's just do something at home. Do something. You know what? A friend of mine did like this whole, just be creative. Don't do this.
Yeah,
you know, if anything, be creative. But don't everybody want, come on, we don't want to go to Old Charlie's for Valentine's Day. Come sit at home. I'm just, okay, Red Lobster, you know, some people are a little bougie, it's all right. What I'm saying is, let's not go do the, I hate what those commercial things.
Movies and dinner.
I hate Easter, when everybody goes out to eat after Easter at a restaurant, and I hate Valentine's Day when everybody is just sitting there, girl, I love you, that's why I went ahead and got these reservations at Chili's for us, this is because you mean so much to me. No.
So no date.
Okay.
Right? We agree, like, it's easier just to chill at home. But what if you don't have a significant other, you have no one to chill at home with, and you're feeling kind of down on the day, man? You see people with balloons, they got flowers, they got teddy bears.
They got
somebody candy.
Loving
them.
Right.
What do you do?
Me and my friend.
What do you do to celebrate?
Catch up on sleep. Go to sleep. It'll be over.
No, we would get each other gifts and say how we appreciate each other's friendship. And, you know, that's what we did. So chocolate or a teddy bear.
Like real life?
Yeah, we really did.
Real life.
High school. I had friends.
Oh, wow.
Like, okay,
that sounds like someone on a TV show.
So each other.
No, that sounds like an episode of Friends. You know, like, I'm like, Phoebe, I love you. I know you don't have anybody. Rachel, I know you're not dating Ross, but I want to give you something.
No, we got to support
like a TV
each
show.
Other.
It sounds like girlfriend. Dudes don't do that. Hey, cuz, I know you and Tina ain't together, but I just want to say I appreciate you. Here goes the new NBA 2K. Boy, you can play it. Be at the crib and play it. I'll message you. We can play it online together if you want. No. Go to sleep. The day will be over.
No.
And all the fake people acting like they're happy, they'll be mad again the day after tomorrow. Then you can join them.
I'll feel defeated if I just go to sleep. Like, that's just like... I don't know, make me feel defeated. Like, I didn't do anything with my day because it's just a sucky holiday for me. Like, no, I'm going to still do something. Something.
I mean, like, Valentine's Day is symbolic of love, so it doesn't matter if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend. I mean, you have parents that you can show you love them and appreciate them.
Yes,
you have friends.
Yes.
There's so much that you can do. So people shouldn't just limit it to relationships.
I'm going to watch y'all's TV show. I think it's great. I got some. So, okay, now I'm going to read off a list of three scenarios given to us by some callers who wish to remain anonymous. So, and hopefully we can help them. So hopefully y'all are listening out there, anonymous people. First, my friends do not like the person I'm dating at all. I respect everyone's opinion and don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. How do I keep me, my partner, and my friends happy?
Ooh. First of all, you got to question why your friends don't like them, because maybe.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You definitely got to look into
sometimes
that, because women have a sixth sense.
Maybe having hindsight.
Right.
But also for me, my friends just didn't like him because he took time away from them. So it was kind of like,
that's a good one.
But
he took time away from me. What?
<'Cause>, like,
they're jealous.
Yeah, they're jealous.
Okay, well, I can see that. Yeah. Especially if he's, you know, probably one of your dating your ex, something like that. Yeah, you probably be mad. But I don't want to bring that back up. But anyway, so I would say, first of all, like you said, you definitely do want to look into why. You know, because the only reason I ask why is if you know something's going to end up, like, hurting me or whatever, something detrimental to, you know, me, whatever, like this person cheating on me or whatever, or they, you know, or they crackhead. I need to know these things. I'm just saying. Let me know. After that, you shouldn't care about what your friends think or whatever. After that, if, you know, if they're not giving you some real, like, this is why, some valid reasons as to why I shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't be messing with them, then you got to move on. Forget your friends. Mm-hmm. They're probably
That's
mad
true.
Anyway.
If
I'm
they're
saying.
Your real friends, they'll support you either way. So
absolutely.
Regardless if he's a crackhead or not. Anyway, so look, number two, I don't know what I like, but I know I like people. I'm really I'm sorry for laughing.
Oh, my God.
Let me finish. Hold on. Let me finish. I'm going to read it in the voice. I'm thinking this probably came in. I don't know what I like, but I know I like people. I'm really, really confused, but I'm having a hard time figuring out what to do. Does anybody know what this woman just said? What?
I don't think there's anything to figure out.
I mean, like, you
just
got to
go with the flow, yeah.
Do what you do. Just do what you do, you know? You know.
Nobody's
okay,
judging.
First of all,
yeah, exactly. It's a judge-free zone. Yeah, do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a very blanket answer for saying. First of all, I don't think you even know what kind of question you wrote. I don't know what I like, but I know I like people. That sentence.
I guess she doesn't know what gender she likes. She's
she doesn't
to
know
what
guys are like.
Yeah.
He or she should say, I don't know. What I like. I don't know if I like guys or if I like girls. That's a more definitive. We can address that. Not, I don't know what I like, but I know I like people. I'm going to read it one more time for all the people out there that still ain't getting it. I don't know what I like, but I know I like people.
Let the person be great, man.
Right.
Do what you do. Have fun.
Have fun and like people.
You.
And in time, you'll figure it all out. In time, you'll figure it out.
I mean, and if you don't figure it out, like, who's to say? Like, I feel like society makes you try to figure it out. I mean, whatever makes you happy, and if you, whenever you come to terms with whatever you want to come to terms with, it's so vague. But, you know, please yourself. Don't worry about anybody. Anyway, move along.
She did not get any help. We did not help that person at all. Do what you do.
We
just said, do what you do. Do what you do, person. All right, number three. I hear it all the time. The person a girl ends up with oftentimes will remind her of her father. Well, I didn't grow up with a dad, so how am I supposed to know how a man is supposed to treat a woman? Ooh.
That's a good one.
Uh-oh. Yeah, go ahead.
I do believe that. Yeah, I can agree to that. I do believe girls do end up with someone who reminds them of their father, if that is, like, even present. And even if your dad isn't really in your life like that, like, you still associate with certain traits that, like, show up in a guy that you may not even notice until you really do some hardcore, like, self-reflection. But if you're trying to figure out how a man is supposed to treat a woman and you didn't grow up with a dad, you got to, like, learn through, like, I mean, life is an example. So you can just look on TV. Like, I mean, there's influences everywhere. There's friends who may have a dad who, you know, whose dad treats their wife really great. So you can look to that. You can act too. Yes.
Jasmine,
you
just
look on TV.
We used to look to Bill Cosby.
I was just about to say. You want to look to TV. So let's look. We got Ray Rice. We got Bill Cosby.
Okay.
We got Chris Breezy. We got, who else we got? We got a lot of folks. Yeah, we got a lot of folks you can look to. I think.
We got
2 Chainz.
Ooh,
I love them strippers. But what I would say is, honestly, that hopefully the females in your life are about something, and they are looking for, you know, they can tell you how you should be treated, and I do believe you should have some self-worth, meaning that I know that I should be treated with respect, dignity, and treated like a treasure. Those are, I think that right there is the basis. That right there can lead you. So if you've never seen how a man is supposed to treat you, those three things will help guide you.
That's
so if the way that you're being treated doesn't fall into those three criteria, then you get rid of them. They're not worth your time. But like he said, we can't, TV. You can't go. We can't go by what's on TV. Why you say Bill Cosby? I hate you right now.
I'm sorry. It just the first thing that came to my mind because he was so perfect.
I mean, what about Martin?
You know what's funny though, Ish? You're absolutely right though. I mean, I think for a lot of us, at least me and you, that's what we looked at. That was like the ideal family. So I really think you can't go, because even nowadays, man, let's just be real. There's not that many two parent households. So it's not even like that anymore.
Nope.
There's not.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest. So bottom line is, if you deserve it, everybody should be treated with respect, dignity, and treated, you know, like as a treasure. That goes for guys too.
I mean,
without making it sound.
Think about this. You know, one of the highest family-rated reality TV shows is T.I. and Tiny. Just saying.
They do have a good, interesting, loving.
That's not.
Thing.
I mean, but that's made, like,
ideal
they are,
guy. Not ideal.
But still, it's rare.
T.I. is a good dad.
But I'm saying it's still rare in the fact that this dude is married, and T.I. Hey, he'll let you know in a minute. Hey, he will kill for his family and his wife, which is how it should be. That's rare. That's what I'm saying. But I wouldn't even use that as an example. That's like, it's almost odd to see something like that, which is it's sad to say. You know what I'm saying? It's odd to see a two-parent household. That's not the norm.
Right.
It's really
that's
not the
true.
Norm.
But then we also see
first
the headlines with the cheating and the this and the that. So it's really not that ideal. But if y'all want to
the principles behind it,
we just say we can't go by the TV. What TV say? We don't
I know. That's what I'm just saying. But I'm just saying that's an example of
out there like that.
The best like family like representation we have on TV now. So it really doesn't say much. But
I think Family
Guy
is the best representation.
You're funny. Okay, that's the cartoon. But this we can go on and on all night about this topic. But we have to hop into entertainment news. So I'm going to keep you girls on the show for the rest of the show, and you can talk with us too about entertainment news. So let's hop right into it.
Get it.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture. Not even talking.
All right. So this week in entertainment, last night's Super Bowl, man, it cut me deep. Hold on, gotta fight back the tears.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's
I'm gonna start cussing. I'm going to start cussing. We're gonna lose all sponsors.
Okay, well, let me give you guys some facts. As far as, you know, break down the horrible news. But, okay, so this last night's Super Bowl went down in history as the most watched game of all time. Bone-crunching game last night between the New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks drew in 114.5 million viewers. So everybody's eyeballs were glued. But not everybody's hearts were hurt. All those Seahawks fans out there, our hearts got broken when they lost the game at the very, very final seconds of the game.
I've never been so hurt
for a game I really didn't care about. Like, you understand, like, I went in like, you know, okay, I'm going to go for the Seahawks just because I like them. But it wasn't like I have a real deep connection with them. But literally by halftime, I was like, yo, we're about to win this. Like, I was buying jerseys on the internet. I was like, I was joining fan clubs. I was all in.
You got converted
quick. Yes. And then just my heart got broken at the end. It was so bad.
See? That's how relationships are, man. We suck you in and break your heart at the end, man.
Oh, my goodness, no.
Yes, that's what happened to me.
Just
exactly.
To bring it all
I got jumped last
topic.
Night. Yeah, I totally
did.
But halftime. The halftime show, definitely Katy Perry brought out all the, like, just all the colors, all the props. She did a thing.
But
the more, you know.
Changed. Did y'all see how quick she changed, though?
Yeah,
that
I
was
think
crazy.
It was like Velcro or something. She like ripped, they like ripped it off or something.
Yeah,
I
just gotta say this one thing. Okay, Katy Perry had everything. She had lions. She had 10,000 dancers, colors, whatever. She had everything, right? Although I think Beyonce may have had a stage and some flames behind her. She still slayed.
Yeah, that's
even
exactly.
better than
yes.
Katy.
Yeah, no.
And
outfit.
Secondly, note to all pop stars in the world: don't you ever bring out another performer that can outshine you
100.5 million
people.
Oh, yeah, we forgot it. Miss Elliott broke the internet.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was 2000. I said 2001. What is going on?
Yes.
She went
great.
Out there and like,
really
literally
great.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
I forgot Katy Perry was on there.
Katy tried to dance next to her. I was like, Katy, no. I'm needing you to get off the frame.
This one.
Right.
She'll never do that again. You never do that again. I know that much.
Ever.
I thought Missy was dropping an album last night at midnight after the game. I was just waiting. I was
she
waiting to get some type of message. She should have. With that many people watching the game, she should have dropped an album last night. Matter of fact,
think
she should have put out a greatest hits album.
Mm-hmm.
She should have put out a greatest hits album last night.
She got to small music bank. Crank out some tunes or a single at least.
Something. She should have put out something. But was anybody as upset as I was when Juicy J didn't come out?
Yes.
I was definitely upset.
Yeah,
I was
Katy Perry would have been the realest of them all. She would have had Juicy J out there.
Yes.
She would have beat Beyonce if Juicy J came. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Juicy
no,
J came out there.
Beat
Beyonce. I'm
no,
telling
Beyonce
you, that would have made.
No,
right,
she
would have.
First of all, you can't. First of all, she came out on a Transformer, okay? In real life Transformer. That right there, I was like, wow. Beyonce had like a demon flame or something behind her, which was cool.
Right.
But she came out on a Transformer. You
yeah.
know how many kids right now got Transformers behind that performance, and she's cute?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She came out on the More You Know star. She flew around.
And Lenny Williams was, Lenny Williams. Lenny Kravitz performed in a blouse. And saying, I like to kiss a girl.
It was really good. It was sparkly, yeah.
It was a blouse. We're not going to try to give him help on that. You admit it now. It was a blouse. Tell the truth. Be honest.
It was cute.
I know. You thought that. And for us guys, we're like, man, he bought that blouse from Prince. What's going on?
Well, guys, in serious news, 2 days after she was found face down and unresponsive in a bathtub full of water at her Roswell, Georgia home, Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, is on a ventilator and in intensive care, a source close to the family has said. Now, Brown, 21, was placed in a medically induced coma, and the status of her brain function won't be known until the sedatives are reduced, says a source at CNN. And Bobby Christina is fighting for her life and is surrounded by immediate family, as her father already stated. We are asking you to honor our request for privacy during this difficult time. The Houston family said thanking her supporters. Now, and they are all saying we are keeping Bobby Christina in their prayers, as we should as well. We're keeping her and her family in our prayers. Wow. This story kind of just blows my mind. This
mm-hmm.
is even happening to
yeah,
her. But,
family's been through a lot within the past
yeah.
the past 2 years. It's like my heart was really like just like, dang. I just really prayed for him, like, and continuing, because I just feel like, and then with the movie that just came out recently, it's like,
right.
I mean, for us, it was like, wow, insight, but for that person that's their family they're looking at, it's kind of like, I got to relive my mother's, you know, so
exactly.
all those things, like, you know, it was kind of, you got to look at the other person's perspective or whatever, so I definitely just praying for the family.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to end on a funny note, all right? Well, Kevin Hart, as you know, he gets paid to make fun of everyone and everything.
Oh, this is bad.
But
this is
he
bad.
Still finds himself as the butt of jokes pretty often. Because on Saturday, he drank to the ground to poke fun at Kevin Hart's leather tank top outfit, lampooning the comedian with a series of hashtags that included This is a Bill Bellamy fit. Pound Balmain will not hire you. Rapper Meek Mill joined in, posting the same photo of Kevin with a caption that called for a petition imploring Kevin to change his clothes. But Drake and Meek should have known not to make jokes about a guy who does comedy for a living, because yesterday Hart fired back with multiple embarrassing photos and captions of Drake and Meek Mill. Has since kept the battle going by uploading a photo of young Kevin in a Speedo. Now, whoever wins this battle, we say, we have to say it's pretty hilarious.
It's war.
I love it because I think they're actually friends, but it's like there was no limits. I saw that. I was laughing. I was shocked when I first seen it. I saw it on Kevin's Instagram first where he posted the thing. I was like, hey, man, this is not a good look. This is like, I thought he, like, borrowed that from Eddie Murphy. It was just not a good look. I was like, no. It looked like if you threw water on it, he would die. Like, it would dry up and tuck his chest. It was bad. I didn't like it. No.
That's funny.
Talk about them birthdays.
Yeah.
Can I do birthdays? I can do it?
Yeah, you can. You got some time.
Yeah. Turn my music up. Yeah, I don't even know why I like this song. Anyway, birthdays, February 2nd, Shakira is 38. T.I.'s son, Messiah Harris is 15. February 3rd, rapper Sean Kingston is going to be 25. February the 5th, rapper Kevin Gates will be 29, and Bobby Brown will be 46. Wow. February 7th, comedian Chris Rock will be 50. Wow. Actor Ashton Kutcher will be 37. On February 8th, actor Pooch Hall, a.k.a. Derwin Davis from The Game, formerly of The Game, will be 38. Actor Michael B. Jordan will be 28. That is actually Wallace from The Wire, for those that don't know, and Fruitvale Station, great actor, will be 28 on the 9th. And those are our birthdays.
Yes, a few announcements. Make sure you head on over to crowdrise.com/TDF2015program to make a donation of $20, because if you do, you could win $2,000 in JetBlue airfare. And your donation supports our mission to empower teen girls through career development, journalism, and group fitness. There's 13 days left to enter our contest, so head on over. Our goal is to raise $600,000 this year, and this is our first fundraiser of the year. So we've raised $1,070 so far, so go on over and help us get closer to that goal. And the deadline is on Valentine's Day. It ends on the Day of Love, and that's when we'll announce who won the $2,000 in JetBlue airfare. All right, and then also head over to teendiaries.net/shop because we have cool clothing over there and apparel and merchandise and accessories, all that cool stuff. You can buy that stuff and all the proceeds go to the Teen Diaries Foundation and all of our cool programs. So yeah, that's it for announcements. Oh wait, if you're listening and you're from LA, make sure that you sign up to our mailing list ASAP. We're going to be sending out a special message to everyone tonight, inviting them to a special event that's happening in LA on February 18th. So you got to be in it to be able to gain access. And it's going to be crazy. All right? And you have to be between the ages of 18 and 22. So that's really calling all college students. Okay? All right. That's it for my announcements. And as always, guys, tonight was fun. Hope you had a great time listening to TD Radio.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. We talked about a lot. I can't wait to hear this episode again. We learned a lot about men and guys and, yeah, the games that they play, but whatever. Okay, so we hope you enjoyed
the games y'all play. The games y'all play.
And we also hope you enjoyed Jasmine and Olivia. We're going to hopefully have them back on the air before the school year ends. So, girls, anything you want to say to everybody before we go?
You can shout yourselves out on Twitter or something.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, show love on Twitter. Yes, that's what we want to tell you.
That was enthusiastic. Jeez,
that
come on now.
Show love on Twitter.
You can follow me on all social media. It's all at My Name's Olivia XO.
There you go.
And you can follow me on all social media too at The Lyrical JAZ.
There we go. And until then, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Teen Diaries at Moiba, a.k.a. Mo, and at Mouthing Off Blog. And as always, remember, stay young, stay fly, stay unique, and stay fabulous. We're out.